Welcome to Corazon Technologies, home of the Digital Executive Podcast.
Welcome to the Digital Executive. Today's guest is Roshan Shah. Roshan Shah is co-founder and CEO of Decimal Digital Currency, a hedged multi-currency cryptocurrency infrastructure and technology platform, as well as a blockchain development firm launched in 2016. Additionally, Roshan is president of Hamilton Road Capital, a multi-strategy co-investment vehicle that focuses on real estate, private equity, and venture capital investments. HRC acquires, develops, and operates multifamily, student housing, self-storage, and hospitality assets across primary and secondary U.S. markets. Hamilton Road Capital also makes opportunistic private equity and venture capital investments ranging from seed to late-stage pre-IPO companies across a wide range of industries. Roshan is responsible for management of HRC's portfolio of assets, deal sourcing, and investor relations, and has structured north of $11 billion worth of transactions globally. Through his own commercial real estate advisory firm, Roshan advises local, national, and international corporations, as well as property owners, on developing and executing their strategic real estate plans. Well, good afternoon, Roshan. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Brian. Great to be here. Appreciate it.
You bet. Absolutely. This is so fun. And I appreciate you making the time, hailing out of the East Coast there in the New Jersey, New York area. And I really do appreciate that, getting to talk to somebody new every single day. And it's just really what jazzes me. So let's just jump into your first question. Roshan, if you could start off by providing us some insights on thriving in Bitcoin mining and Decimal's recent expansion.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think that the upcoming now imminent Bitcoin halving is giving a lot of miners pause on expansion. And I think that fundamentally, some of the mistakes that Bitcoin miners had been making leading up to the halving was to go after the highest ROI machines, as opposed to going after the highest efficiency machines. And so whereas a lot of our peers have been, you know, putting their business expansion on hold, we have gone the exact polar opposite way, which is that we are expanding as rapidly as possible and getting our fleet as efficient as we possibly can with lowest cost of production. So, you know, I think that with BlackRock and Fidelity now having accumulated hundreds of thousands of Bitcoin over since the ETFs launched, I think people are really going to be in for quite a surprise when they look at the supply shock that's going to happen.
Thank you. And I think there is a lot going on around this. Obviously, a lot of hype, a lot of speculation. Everybody's got their own opinion. But it is interesting to see some of these behemoths get out there and, you know, buy up a lot of this Bitcoin. So I appreciate your insights on that, really do, Roshan. And Roshan, the next question I have for you, you have leadership roles in sectors ranging from digital currency to commercial real estate and wellness. How do these different ventures complement each other? And have you found synergies that have led to unexpected opportunities?
Oh, absolutely. Well, particularly for with the real estate background and Bitcoin mining, you know, at the end of the day with Bitcoin mining, we're out there scouring the market, both nationally and internationally, looking for sites, data center sites to house our Bitcoin mining operations. And I think some of the knowledge base that I've built, having spent a couple decades in commercial real estate, has allowed me to uncover off-market opportunities for Bitcoin mining sites and really properly evaluate and diligence those sites. So no doubt about it, there's synergies there between the real estate background and Bitcoin mining. Really, my health and wellness business is not necessarily synergistic, other than keeping me focused and productive with the wellness component of our business. It really is a diversification play for me. I think that in the wellness space, there's a lot that's out there that people don't know about in terms of anti-aging and health optimization and longevity. And that's something that I find quite interesting. You know, people talk about the fact that the one thing you can't buy, despite how much money you have, is time and health. And I actually think that that's changing. I think that you can buy, quote unquote, buy both of those things.
Yeah, I think there is something to be said. There's been some recent advancements in the health space that obviously not the time space. We can't time travel yet, but I really do think there are some things that people have discovered that are helping humans live a bit longer, which is, you know, nice to know that people are working hard on something that gives us some more longevity. So I appreciate the insights. And Roshan, given Decimal's role as both a Bitcoin mining platform and a blockchain development firm, what are some of the innovative things that you're doing in the Bitcoin mining space?
Yeah, so we've got quite a lot happening at Decimal at Bitcoin mining. So we are beta testing a few different firmwares from various providers, as well as in the early stages of potentially launching our own that would optimize our mining performance. We've also launched our own, what we call SMA offering, essentially a separate managed account offering, wherein we will approach, or investors are actually proactively approaching us. And these range from high net worth individuals to RIAs, accountants that are coming to us and saying, we've got capital that we want to deploy. We're looking for some tax advantages and appreciation benefits. So we're going out, we're procuring machines on these investors' behalf. They get the full depreciation. We're then deploying them at one of our mining sites. And then we are running every aspect of the mining operation from soup to nuts. So at the end of the month, we pay the power bill, and then we have a profit sharing arrangement with that investor. So, you know, so far it's going incredibly well. The investors are generating oversized returns. They've got complete visibility and transparency into the operation. So they've got a live dashboard that they can look at 24/7 that will show them how much Bitcoin is being accumulated, the performance of each individual machine. They know if there's any sort of underperformance, they can look at what the power consumption is. And I think that this is a way to bring Bitcoin mining to the masses, so to speak. You know, a lot of times people in my social and professional network ask me, I want to get Bitcoin exposure. As we spoke about earlier, I think the validation that comes along with behemoths like BlackRock and Fidelity entering the market gives people a lot of comfort now taking a position with Bitcoin. And frankly, to not have some exposure to Bitcoin in your overall portfolio, even if it's a small amount, I think is at this point financially reckless. And what I tell people, because they're concerned about entering now at Bitcoin hovering around 65 or 70,000 and all-time highs, is that if you can invest into mining, essentially you have created a tremendous downside safety net for yourself. So for us, with our newest generation machines, we're producing Bitcoin at somewhere between 18,000 to 20,000. So just think about how far Bitcoin would need to drop in order for that investor to lose money, as opposed to going out today on Coinbase and buying Bitcoin at 65,000. You know, I don't know. I mean, long term for sure, I think, you know, Bitcoin is well into the six figures, but over the next few months, it wouldn't surprise me at all if it dropped to 40 or 50. And therefore that investor will have taken a paper loss or a loss if they sold. So I think the best entry point is to start getting into Bitcoin is to find a reputable, trustworthy mining operation that knows what they're doing and try to align yourself with that. And I think that the SMA offering that we've now rolled out is relatively innovative, in that I don't know anyone else who's doing it, and certainly not to this scale.
Thank you. I appreciate your insights. Obviously, you are the experts in this mining space, but breaking that down for some of us in the audience would certainly help us out and explore that a little bit further. So Roshan, last question of the day. With your successful track record across multiple ventures, what advice would you offer to aspiring entrepreneurs, especially those interested in blending technology and traditional business models?
So I don't know that I'm directly answering the question, but you know, I was on a flight yesterday to Houston, was visiting one of our Bitcoin mining sites, and the gentleman sitting next to me, I guess, glanced over and saw my computer screen, but then earlier had me talking about both a real estate deal that I'm working on. And he said, you know, I hate to disturb you, but he's like, how many businesses do you have? And I said to him, I run four separate companies. I've got my own real estate investment vehicle. I've got a real estate brokerage company. I have my Bitcoin mining business and now a health and wellness company. And for me, it all comes down to the team. And my motto is to surround myself with people who are smarter than me. And certainly to surround myself with people where I believe there's an implicit level of trust. So that really is to me the basic advice or the most important advice I can give to people who are looking to build something is to do it by having the right partners, having the right team, and complementary skill sets.
Thank you. And that's so true today. In order to be successful, you need to find the right team, people that are smarter, people that know what they're doing, can do a better, much better job than you. And again, that saying about you can go fast by yourself, but you can go far with a team. And I totally believe that. And that certainly resonates with me and the audience here today, Roshan. And Roshan, it was such a pleasure having you on today. And I look forward to speaking with you real soon.
Yeah, Brian, this was great. And I'm always around. I'd love to catch up with you, even offline, to talk more. I know we only scratched the surface with some of these topics, but I'd love to go quite in depth with you at some point.
Absolutely. Bye for now.